Hey, it's Kenny with Helicopter Online Ground School, and I've been thinking about this question all day, and I want to hear your opinion down below, or I want you to share your story down below. But we get a lot of questions, as you could imagine, all the time from people all over, from all ages, from young to older, and they ask, Kenny, you know, and they tell me their specific situation and say, is it worth it, all the struggle to become a helicopter pilot? So I do want to hear your comments down below, but I'm going to be flat out honest. First, it might scare you. Maybe not. I struggled for 4 years to get my ratings. Like anybody, the money was tough. Failed my first check ride. That was horrible. Went home with my tail between my legs. Didn't go back from 6 months, but which is a part of my story, why I built Helicopter Online Ground School and why I went on to do the things that I do today. So struggled to get the rating. 4 years, a lot of money. Beg, borrow, steal, sell stuff, ruined my credit. Over the years, built my credit back up. But for 5 years, well, let me start with my first job. I had to wait a month or two until I got that first job, right? Then once I got that first job, a month into it, September 11th happened, okay? So then everything across the country shuts down. So I work for 4 years, wait to get my spot, get a job. Then when I get one, I lose it. Basically, I don't lose the job. Just there was nothing going on. There was nobody flying. So I search all over the country, find a flight school in Ohio, go to work there, okay? So I'm a road dog for about 5 years. Meet a lot of people, got a lot of cool experiences, but I was away from home, away from my family a lot of the time. So after about that 5 years, then I get back, get a job offer near home, get to the 2,000 hour mark so I can go get that EMS job, and I'm applying, and I was looking at going to a new station. I'm instructing. And I'm going to a turbine aircraft. Aircraft blows apart when we set it down on the ground. Nice landing, but went into ground resonance. Two of us ejected. One person stayed in the back seat. I got thrown like 20 feet. L1 fracture or L1 vertebrae. Had a back fracture my back. Okay, I was applying for an EMS job. They said, hey, you just had an accident. We need you to take some time and kind of get back in the seat again for a while. So get over that hurdle. Then buy an aircraft after I become an EMS pilot. Do that for 5 years, but in between there, I decide to buy an aircraft after I've rebuilt my credit from all the screwing up of the past with going through all the helicopter training and working for peanuts as a new CFI. Then I buy a helicopter after I rebuild my credit, get in a good place. What do? I buy an aircraft, which ends up ruining me financially. And then I started Helicopter Line Ground School 7 years ago. So with all that and all those struggles and all those bad things, I can also tell you, when I climb in a helicopter today, I'm still amazed at the machine and I still love to fly. Okay, so 20 years later, I'm making a decent living at it. I mean, you can't go after this dream if you're thinking you're gonna get rich, because that's not gonna happen. But I just wanted to put this video out there for those that ask this question a lot. Do you think it's worth it? Well, I did it, and is it right for you? It's not necessarily going to be the easiest thing you've ever done, but if it's in your heart, at minimum, get the private, get the opportunity to go fly, try it, at least get the private license. Maybe going all the way to CFI and being the road dog isn't, really the thing for you. So I just wanted to put it out there in that form to say, sure, it's a struggle, but what in life isn't, nothing good is easy. Nothing good is free. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. So if it's in your heart, it's in your soul, and it's something you want to do, you definitely at least got to go give it a try. So we do want to hear your feedback down below. Put those comments. Tell us your side of the story, how you feel about it, so others can get in the conversation. And this will be a great video that we can share with people when they ask that question. So, and down below, you can check out Helicopter Online Ground School at helicopterground.com. Also put links down there to Amazon number one best-selling books. And yeah, so do us a favor, subscribe to the channel too so you can be notified of new videos and training updates. So thanks for stopping by. Give us a like and a share, comment below, subscribe, and we shall see you in the next video.